States of America, and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Before we begin, I apologize for the delay. We were just running over a little bit, so thank you for your patience. Item number four, I make a motion to approve the minutes for July 9, 2013 reorganization meeting, as well as the regular meeting, and July 22, 2013 special meeting. Discussion?
I have some discussion. One of the items that was approved at the July 9th regular meeting was the new Board of Education Code of Conduct. And I wasn't present for that. I apologize. I was on vacation. But I wasn't privy to the discussion. I see, and I like the Code of Conduct. My question is, did the board discuss any means of dealing with alleged or perceived violations? I'm asking this because I personally believe that at the July 22nd special meeting, we had at least one serious violation, what I believe is a serious violation of this code, and I just would like to know how we handle that, how we handle allegations. Is that something that's just said, or do we convene a hearing?
I would recommend that if you have that question, that perhaps maybe the board goes into consultation with our legal counsel to answer it for you. That would be a recommendation that I would have.
Okay. Thank you.
You're welcome. Any other discussion? No, I believe what we did was we all agreed, I think it was a unanimous decision, that we were not going to do the press release, but actually there was another recommendation from a board member to videotape, which is actually happening.
Oh, yeah. Right. I thought that was what I
was. Is that everyone else's recollection? Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Public comments? No public comments? Superintendent and Administrator reports.
Bud's going to do a presentation, but I think before we do that, I want to start with you guys.
Sure.
All right.
I'll start. The Treasurer's report reflects the month of July, which is a very quiet month, as you can see, for the district, cash flow-wise. Entertain any questions if you have on the Treasurer's report. There's really nothing that's remarkable or substantial in it. It's a very quiet month.
Any questions?
No. All right, the auditors are currently on site, and the auditor asked, how would you like the exit conference and the presentation of the financial statements to be handled? Would you like to present it to the audit committee, to the board, or to both? I said I would ask at this meeting and get back to him.
Just once here.
Just once at the meeting, as we've always been doing?
Yep.
All right.
Is everyone else okay with that?
Okay. I will relay that information. And again, that's all I have.
Thank you, Beth.
Secondary school, getting ready obviously for the opening of school. We still have some staffing things that need to be worked out. Student schedules have gone home, and there will be some changes on those schedules, obviously, if we're still in flux with staffing. The building's looking more ready day by day. If you asked me a week ago, I was kind of really curious whether we would be ready to roll. Darcy was trying to finish lockers and things like that, and there were still desks up against the lockers. And but we're making good progress on getting the building ready. Students have started to come in. They've gotten their schedules. They're starting to walk their schedules. Seventh graders are trying to figure out the locker combinations and just kind of going place to place. But it's, you know, some of their routes are going to be modified because we still do have some things in the hall and some construction going on, as you notice when you walk into the building. As I said, the welcome letter went home. Student schedules have gone home. And within that information, this year we provided a DASA plain language summary so that parents and students are aware. I did ask that parents review that information with students. While the information is available on the district's website, this is a much more student-friendly version rather than, you know, the complicated legalese that's part of the law. So we kind of put it in plain language, and I know Andy Akins and Lucy Lozon are working on a trifold to also be available to parents and students so that the DASA information is out there, not only what the law is, but how to go about making a complaint or just being aware of what their rights are. In a minute, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Moranville for the academic achievement report that has kind of become a staple of August. But we also have secured the open house date for the junior senior high school. It's October 3rd. We typically start at 6 o'clock. It goes officially until about 7:45. Obviously, parents and students come into the building, get an opportunity to meet the teachers. While that's, you know, October 3rd seems like it comes up pretty quickly. So that information is on the website so that families are aware. I did include it in the mailing as well, because it seems like, although in my mind October is really far away, those first few weeks of school kind of get away from people. They're very busy. At this point, I'm going to turn it over to Mr. Moranville, who's worked to compile the information that has typically and traditionally been part of our academic achievement report. So turn it over to him.
Hello.
Hi. How are you?
Good. Does everyone have their academic achievement report?
We do, Ms. Moranville.
Okay. Yeah, thank you.
What I did is I separated it into three main areas for the overview. Regents results, AP exam results, and 7-8 exam results. For the Regents results, overall CCS maintained a passing rate of 85% or higher for all Regents exams with the exception of Integrated Algebra 2 Trig and Geometry. Also, Integrated Algebra 2 Trig and Geometry 2013 scores were lower than 2012, but about the same as 2011. 39% of CCS students scored above mastery for all exams combined. Also, there was an increase in passing rates for students with IEPs, with the exceptions of Comprehensive English, Geometry, and U.S. History. The passing rates dropped 20% or more in these three areas in 2013 compared to 2012. That was on page 8 for that last one. The last statement I have for the Regents is on pages 12 to 21 combined. Overall student performance.
Excuse me, can I ask the question before you get to page 12?
Yeah.
On page 9?
Yep.
It has AP calculus, AB, two students, and there's nothing written. I didn't understand that.
Page 9?
Air students. Advanced placement exam results.
Okay. Two students, but they both got a 5. Both students who were enrolled got the highest score possible. They both got a 5.
Yeah, you have a 5, and then underneath there's the 2. The rest were 0.
Okay.
Anything else?
In the U.S. history, there were 8 students, and 7 got the highest, and 1 got a little bit lower.
Yeah.
Yep. I'll be going over the AP exam results after I'm finished with the Regents as well. That's the next step.
Okay. Thank you.
The overall student performance below competency, which is 64% and below on Regents exams, were 10% lower with the exceptions of the following. Integrated algebra was at 11%, comprehensive English was at 16%, geometry at 25%, and integrated algebra 2 trig at 66%. Moving on to the AP exam results. Is there any questions on the Regents results at all? Moving on to the AP. Yes?
I assume we'll be kept in the loop as far as fixing some of the problems.
Yes, definitely. You want to share anything about?
We can do that at the end and do questions.
Moving on to the AP exam results, pages 9 through 11. For the summary of that, 76% of the CCS students scored 3 or above on the AP exam. Exams.
What page are you on?
Page 9 through 11. I'm summarizing the pages.
Okay.
What you were looking at before we asked that question was AP.
Okay. Also, CCS continues for the fourth year to outperform students on a state and international level on AP exams, which is excellent. Any questions on the AP exams?
Yeah, could you repeat that, please?
Yep. CCS continues for the fourth year to outperform students on a state and international level.
That's wonderful. Thank you.
And you can see in the graphs, the color-coded graphs, that you know CCS is above and beyond the state and international. Moving on to the 7-8 exam results. CCS outperformed the New York State average in level 4s for both ELA and math in 7th grade and also on the 8th grade ELA.
What page is that on the one?
Page 6, I'm sorry.
Okay.
The next one is page 5 and 6 together. CCS also outperformed the New York State average for both ELA and math for grade 7 and grade 8 ELA by producing less than the New York State average for level 1s. So that means they had less level 1s, which is the lowest ranking you can get on the exam. Also on pages 5 and 6, CCS underperformed in comparison to New York State, the New York State average for grade 8 math, though producing more level 1s than the New York State average and less than the state average for levels 2, 3, and 4. Any questions on 7, 8?
Do we know how we're doing compared to the surrounding schools?
I haven't compiled the data for the surrounding schools yet.
I can speak to that.
I think there was something just in the paper, wasn't there, on that?
Post-star, I believe. In terms of the post-star featured third grade and eighth grade.
Yeah.
For seventh grade, ELA and math, we stack up very well compared to surrounding areas and statewide. ELA 8, we also fared pretty well. We did not fare at all well with math 8, and that was the end points were the ones that were used for comparison in the post-star, with third grade being the beginning of the testing and eighth grade being the end of the testing.
Right.
So seventh grade, you know, we definitely are keeping pace with not only our neighbors but the state. In eighth grade, we are in ELA, but we are not in math. We are actually really struggling, as you can see, not only on eighth grade math but Regents exams as well. So I'll turn it over to Owen, and then we can talk about remedies for that.
I know Colleen McDonald will be sending a summer school report to you guys for how the students did it over the summer for the Regents exams, like if any of the students that failed the Regents retook the exam in the summer, and we did have some good numbers passing as well. And that's all I have for my overview. Is there any questions?
specifically addressing the math issue. As Owen just mentioned, Colleen McDonald in summer school is going to be providing some numbers for algebra exam and geometry exam. Some of the students who were not successful in June were successful in the August administration. There is no August administration of Algebra 2 trig, so the next opportunity for those students who were not successful is in January. And so many students, as you can tell from the passing and failing rates, are in a position of retaking that exam in January. In one of the discussions that we had throughout the school year, working with Betty Barrett, the math consultant, one of the things that we've put into place starting with this school year is, and you may recall us talking about it when Betty came to present, is having an option for Algebra 2 trig for that curriculum to be presented over 2 years. We do have some students who are entering that course and will take Algebra 2 over the course of this entire school year, and then next year we'll take trigonometry. That formula seems to have been successful in other schools, and when comparing our rates to their rates, I did a little research. You know, our failure rate is quite high, and when I talked to other schools, there are some schools that not many kids take Algebra 2 trig. It's kind of, they weed them out before they get there, but there are several schools that outperform us who split that kind of heavy-hitting course over a two-year period, and thus allowing students more time to handle the material. We are in a position now where we have students who are basically in that boat. They did Algebra 2 trig last year. They have course credit. They passed the course, but they did not pass the regents. So hopefully in the January administration, they will be successful. Betty's going to continue to work with our teachers, do classroom observations, classroom visits, and one of the things specifically to focus on is implementation of Common Core learning standards. Although they're not supposed to be reflected in the high school exams at this point, they are being reflected in the high school exams. There were quite a few questions after the June administration of the Regents's. Math teachers were saying there's some Common Core stuff on these exams. It's not technically supposed to be there, but they're gearing it that way. So our math teachers are going to continue to work with Betty. Obviously, we're open to visiting schools who are experiencing success, whether it's in eighth grade, seventh grade, or the high school courses. But that is, you know, a primary focus is the Common Core learning standards, because I don't think we can continue to do what we've always done and be successful. The game has changed. We're playing a new game with the old rules, and it's just not going to work anymore. And I think the teachers are receptive to what changes they have to make instructionally, what materials they need to find, because there aren't a lot of high school materials out there that are Common Core learning standards-based. So I know they're spending some summer curriculum time looking for materials and kind of, you know, figuring out what they can use and what textbooks they can supplement with, because there aren't any Common Core high school books out there yet. So the math department and Betty will continue to work together to hopefully get things on track with Common Core. Specific questions or about either math or the achievement report?
I don't, but thank you for giving us an overview of where you're headed.
Yeah, I have a quick question maybe to Vince, specifically your, Tammy mentioned because of the curriculum changing, there's going to be subsequent changes in textbooks, I assume on a fairly wide scale. Have we budgeted for that? Are we ready?
We have a replacement plan on a regular cycle, but I'm not on it.
So.
How's that? Is that better?
Yep.
Okay. I don't have a budget, so I can't tell when the light's on. But it's part of what we normally would budget for, a replacement of textbooks. So we're not going to rush out and buy something, because what Tammy said, right now they're still trying to compile information and different vendors. Unfortunately, I think the vendor is going to be the person who's helped write the exam, which seems a little self-serving, but in the end we're concerned with the kids, so we'll probably go that route.
Thanks.
BOCES has sent out the green sheets too, and I haven't had a chance. I don't know if that's what Owen was referring to before when he got information for the local and the BOCES. But when I get that together, I'll send it to you too, and we'll have it for next month. Oh, they'll have books, but the problem, and this is what I've said all along, they've done the New York State standards for, we'll just say, sixth grade, has done it for 5 years, and then they changed the Common Core this year, but they tested on the Common Core. So they were training for 5 years, and then the sixth year changed the whole game, but we didn't catch up with the exam. They should have tested 5 years worth of New York State standards and 1 year of Common Core. There was a couple of things that I was reading, and the one thing made the comment, the one person made the comment, if I would have had a teacher who designed an exam to deliberately get results that were 30% lower or 30 points lower, they would have been shown the door. But New York State did it and just wants to be, oh, it's okay, we expect this to happen. And I've said it before, I wrote for the accounting regions, and you can write a question or an exam to get the results you want. The results, in my opinion, got the results the state wants. Because now in 3 years, they can look back and say, see, it's working. The grades are getting better. So there was no attempt at making an exam in those transitional years. They just all of a sudden changed. We changed books midstream, and that's the problem. So we'll catch up as soon as we can with the textbooks and stuff.
You've shared with us, I think there was something from the commissioner as well. I think you sent it out actually to the parents as well.
The commissioner made the commissioner came out with a statement just before the exams were released, but Ken Slentz also had a video that was like 15 minutes. Mm-hmm. It came out in March. And he went through and explained that this is what happens every time there's a transition. And it's the cheap way out. Instead of writing an exam each year to address the fact that you had 5 years in one, then you have 4 years in two, 3 years in three, they just wrote an exam for the mm-hmm. end result. So, of course, the grades will be going up in the future.
Vince, has the state addressed at all to the superintendents or districts in regards to any type of financial support for this change and after these results?
No, at this point, nothing. The commissioner is going to be in Kick Road on Monday, so it's open to superintendents and administrators. Unfortunately, I have a doctor's appointment that I've been waiting for 6 months, so I can't go, but I think... Are you guys all going? Yeah.
Is he going to be addressing some of that?
Supposedly, if there's any questions in the transition and whatever else, but it's a political...
Because in the meantime, we have children here who want to graduate.
The students are going to be the pawns. There's no doubt in my mind. They were the last time with the Compact for Learning, if anybody was around for that one. So this is the same thing, just a different name. Hold on.
Yes.
Well, you're all ready to go?
Sure.
I asked Bud to come and give an update on what's happening in the building and where we have come to this point and our status for opening. So we will open.
We have, excuse me. Hello.
Hello.
Okay, hi. We've got our K-12 large project happening right now. Along with our annual $100,000 project, an energy performance project, and we have a special PA system installed going on right now. I was going to take a minute and give you a little tour on the screen. Molly, I'm looking at you. Would you take the lights, please?
Sure.
Thank you.
I'm sorry for interrupting. I'm wondering if we want to have the video be able to be pointed to that because we're doing this for people's, I don't know, just asking if we might want to do that.
Well, can you do what? Oh, the video.
Yeah, Kate, no, I'm sorry.
Test. What's up on the screen actually is a... This is previous under, actually last year's project, but as you recall, these wooden cubbies were in, and later you'll see that our, not much later, but you'll see that our unit ventilator cover cubbies are going to be similar to this. Everything's going to be metal. That's the after. That's the 90 wing. We got these in down here so we could fit another grade in. And safety-wise around the campus, I'm sure everyone's seen how what it's like. This used to be a horrendous area out back. We have addressed it in the projects. One last thing, and then I'll get onto the current stuff. The stairway in the middle of the building was just rotting right out. This is what the $100,000 project is perfect for. We got the contractors to come in, totally grind it all out, add supports, refinish it, and it's nice and safe now. So our theme here is security and safety. Let me just pop up to. I do get click happy, so. Oh. Okay, and the all the elementary windows were pulled out, cleaned up, angles welded, and blocking put in. We're wrapping that up. It went quite well, actually. This is an example of the what I call the solar hallway down in the elementary by the fifth grade wing. Example of the old unit ventilators. They were really, especially some of the ones upstairs. I think Colleen McDonald's beat the record. That thing was shot. She was used to it. One thing we found along the way, and it's not uncommon, is the intake to the unit ventilators were choked right off. Previous AE contractor, when they built it, something happened, but this room wasn't getting any fresh air. So these have all been cleaned up, new shelving and UVs have gone in. Sometimes back in the 70s when there was an energy crunch, a lot of departments shut the intakes down to save energy, but it really wasn't a good move. This is an elementary classroom. Once again, we're backing our way out of there this week. We should be pretty good. Window at the courtyard. This is the row. Oh, this is the same 100 thing. What's happening this week is the glass block is coming out. Fresh air. That has been one of our issues once again for health and safety. We have new doors to the both from the auditorium and the cafeteria. They're actually pocketed so they don't swing out and slam people in the hall, and they actually lock, which quite honestly is a big issue when we get into our security situations and our lock sets. Space that doesn't lock is dangerous. These areas of assembly are seem to be a popular place when the bad guys come in. I think you guys have seen, obviously seen the new cafeteria. Okay. into the openings we had to put in, bring fresh air back down into the nurses. Not very exciting, but good function. This is the new cafeteria that also got the pocket style door. The gymnasium is underway. It's going to look nice. It's nice and bright.
Is it going to be yellow?
Those are vapor barriers.
Oh, yellow. Thanks.
The white is that we had to float a floor. When they pulled the old floor up, the floor was not flat or level. The way they used to do it, I guess, is when they had to level the floor, they put an extra layer of tar paper. So that's not how they do it anymore, and it ran as much as, what, 7/8 of an inch? Or, and that white composite that you see was actually a liquid that actually bonded. It's not a cement, but it bonded to the cement to flatten the floor. So it's the same height all over.
The self-leveling product, that's really good. We're getting them.
But that's what put us behind in getting the gym floor completed. If you can take a look to the extreme left in that picture, you see the floor, the underlayment is above the yellow. The yellow is their vapor barrier now. And underlayment, and then the hardwood is laid on top of that, so it acclimates to the room. We're having a situation right now that they're saying the wood is still too moist to install. I don't understand that because we have climate control in that room. And we're going round and round with the architect and the subcontractor at this point. But it does not look like the gym will be completed for the start of school, and that's an issue. So we're trying to get them to do second shift if we have to. The way it kept being pushed back was because of that original floating of the floor. And now they're saying that the moisture. I just think there's another contract, or the contractor's doing another job right now. So, but that's the issue that we have with the architect and the subcontractor.
Why would there be moisture in the wood?
You're supposed to put the wood in the room for about 2 weeks prior to the installation so it acclimates. Mm-hmm. And I don't know why they're saying there's moisture in it, because we've had the air conditioning on in there, so it should all be, it shouldn't be humid at all.
We're going to get another test too.
Yeah, we're going to have the architects coming tomorrow to do their own moisture test.
These guys, summertime, will have 8 jobs. If they have an excuse on one,
yep,
they'll run to the next. You gotta chase them down. At the finished recess, and once again, these are all locking, panic hardware, fire rated, and they don't swing out and hit people. So they're really to code now. Much better for security.
That was done at the auditorium in the older cafeteria. They both swung out to the hallway and we had to change that.
That was for regulations, correct?
Yep.
Yeah, this
bring it up to code.
This is the cafeteria. I think it looks nice. I don't know if you guys remember those doors they were on. American Restoration, I think, a special.
It would be original.
I think most everybody's seen our hand wash station now. Here's what the new cabinets look like. New unit ventilator, new metal casework. Similar to that 90-wing hallway I was showing you. But our fire marshal loves it, and it's good, durable, clean-looking stuff.
Bud?
Yes, sir.
These are equipped with the occupancy sensors? The ventilators?
The unit ventilators, yes, that's right. This unit ventilator is right here, and the shelving's made to match. Just all one, looks like one piece, really.
That's all under the EPC.
Right. This is the nurse's ceiling. It's not really exciting, but once again, there's your fresh air return, fresh air supply. She's got fresh air. I can't believe it wasn't that way to begin with, but it wasn't. So we're looking better now.
Do you have anything on the vial filters?
I think I do. Yeah, the room's going back together. Oak sills, office is probably in, down the 50 range. We tied together both boiler rooms, which is big. One of the reasons for that is in the shoulder season, which spring or fall, when you're not fighting zero weather, we our big boilers in the high school are all full of water and all they keep churning like the big boilers will. The small boilers in the seismic will handle that season with a lot more efficient because it doesn't have the huge capacity. So we've tied them in as part of the energy performance, and the smaller ones can take over the building at a certain point. Vince wanted a biofilter.
Well, just give him an update if you can't find it.
Oh, okay. The biofilters look terrible. You drive in the site and you'll see that they're all weeds. And there's been an ongoing struggle between the contractor that built them and the engineer. And I guess long story short is we still don't have an answer as to how they got to be addressed. We just know that they have to be. We're going to do a construction fence around them. And as soon as they come to terms, we'll get those dogs. But right now, they're pretty bad. Unfortunately.
The way they set them up, we will not accept them because the plants are dying and it's just
the lights back on or
they're running away.
Yeah. Sorry about that.
They're eroding away when it does rain. So we have never accepted them from the landscape architect. So. They're having an issue with their insurance company because of the surety bond to make sure that it was done correctly, and they weren't. They met what the new state specs were, but it wasn't working. So they want us to do it. They want us to clean the weeds, and as soon as we do, we take ownership, and I won't. We're not. They're going to look like garbage, and I apologize for that. We're going to put orange fences around them so nobody wanders in or drives in them or whatever. But until they have them functioning appropriately, we're not going to accept them and we're not going to pay them.
Vince, I don't know if you can answer this or not, but are we moving forward with any type of anything? And I don't know if we can even answer that or not in regards to being able to get that situation solved so that it can be fixed.
They're having an issue. The landscape architect is having an issue with their insurance company. They know that we will not accept it. They are responsible for it. They will fix it, but they're trying to get their insurance company to pay up. They planted the plants way too late in the season last year. They didn't take hold over the winter, and they never came back in the spring. So, and then all the erosion, if anybody drove by, you could see the erosion. That should never have happened.
Yeah, it's looking pretty
bad.
There
was too much sand as far as, you know, what we can determine, but that's still for somebody else to determine as an expert. They supposedly followed the state regs.
Oh, we're almost guinea pigs in this one because it's a new design, new style, and it is really light. It's sand and light mulching material, and I'm glad we didn't lose the Subaru over last winter. So.
But that's part of the issue that everybody sees, and I've had complaints, and I keep trying to tell them we're working on it, but there's no way that we can accept those things the way they are. You know, I don't want to even go in and weed them to make them look nicer.
Right.
Changes the ownership, gets them off the hook, and then we'd be responsible to fix them. So that's still a thing that's out there. There were a couple of issues with the air handling unit for the gym. They corrected that. Is that up and running? The unit went on the roof?
Yeah.
So it's functioning, or are they still working on that?
The last I knew, it was running.
Okay.
It's the same one taken.
I don't know what else other than the timeline we're under you know, you walk through the halls and it's like Tammy said, it always comes together at the end, but what makes it worse this year is we need to get the rooms back so we can clean them. They've gone down through and done some of the things, but the last final minute touch-ups are what we're going to have to push on. The small gym still needs to be addressed, but the large gym became an issue that we needed a gym, so I told them to leave that until the big gym was done. According to the guy with the bleachers, it's like an erector set, and they'll go together 1, 2, 3. So as soon as the gym floor is done, we should be okay, and we should get those in no time. But it looks like we're heading toward the first Monday of school at this point. But after today's meeting, I don't know. You guys have a read on that? Because
what's the question?
The gym.
As far as being
large gym. So
it's hard to say because they're hiding behind that moisture issue.
Yeah, which I really don't believe is an issue. That's why the architect's coming tomorrow.
Which, if anybody has questions, you've already mentioned to us about the fact that the like volleyball and all that stuff rescheduled and all of that.
Volleyball will probably have to have away games in the beginning of the season. I don't know if the other school will switch with us.
Yeah.
If they don't, then we may have two away games for a particular school, but you know, we're trying to do whatever we can to make sure that they can't have competitions in the small gym. It's just too small. The small gym is tough enough to have practice in for these guys, ladies, and it's something that we're stuck with. We have to. I don't know what's going to happen after. We'll have the auditorium back, so we'll have another interior space for gym classes. But we need to get that gym floor done. And it became an issue because they couldn't get it till after graduation, and we got put back on the list. Then the floor being uneven put us back at least another year. So they were promising it the middle of August, way back when, then it got pushed back to the end of August, and then the first Monday in September, I don't know if I can even, in my wildest imagination, expect it to be done by then. Once it's installed, they have to sand it, and then they have to paint it, and then they have to polyurethane it. So after it's even in and installed, it's still going to be about a week before we can have the bleachers put in. So.
Anything for me?
Yeah, but I heard Steve McLaughlin on the radio last week. What's going on with solar panels? Anything?
With what? I'm sorry.
Solar. I lost track of the solar panels.
Either they're coming, Monolith was supposed to be here this past, last week. They're coming to walk and look at where the locations will be up on the roof. So they've been in touch with us. Beyond that, I don't have any timelines yet.
How many are we getting?
We're getting the maximum. I haven't heard. Did you hear?
No, I don't know.
It was 50,000. They were talking about maybe 100,000 kilowatts, but or 100 kilowatts. Yeah. But I haven't heard back from Tyler and how that went. But the schedule for that was after Stillwater, and they're scheduled in early fall. Anything else for Bud?
I would just like to make a comment. I was in here over the summer, and I mean, I know that there's still some things that we need to do, but overall, I mean, if somebody walked in here, I was sharing with you that time where I was joking with one of the people that were working on things, and I said, is it safe to come in here? And he said, yeah, and as I walked through, I think I was with my daughter, as I walked through, the sparks started to come down, and really it looked like every part of the building was being worked on. And so I think from that point to now, which is a very short amount of time, there's been a lot done. So
The other thing too, the sump pumps that broke or malfunctioned and we had to flood in the basement, we're still, we're finding out there's other issues with the memory boards on the furnaces as well. So we're going to include that in our insurance claim. So we don't know where that's going to go at this point, but we don't have flood insurance, but we do have insurance if there's a product malfunction. So that's what we're worried about right now. They did finish the third phase in the electric, so we're all back with electric. They raised it up so it won't go under the foot of water that we had in the basement. And there will be two sump pumps. What's the other thing they're doing right now? Two sump pumps and the alarm. we're going to do the alarm when it's all done. So if one dies, we'll have Mahoney automatically call us. I'm sorry?
Is our windows all on?
The block, I think, are the only windows. All the windows except for the block are in, right?
Yes, we're down to the last block.
And they're doing the hallway by the elementary library, and then they're going to go down the fifth grade, and they go up and pick the fourth grade, and then the windows in the auditorium. So they're moving pretty fast.
Thank you.
They said 8 days from start to finish with the blocks. So I don't know how many days they've been working on it.
It started last Thursday, Friday. So I think it would actually go, should go right to the end of this week.
End of this week. There were a bunch of blocks, broken, old blocks upstairs, up on the roof that we saw when he came in. And there were some in the fifth grade wing that were absolutely, I don't know how, when it rained, it didn't rain right in. So, but they're going to be all replaced with the, well, not in this room, the top of the wall, windows or cowl wall. That's what they're going to put up there. Anything else? I have nothing else.
Looking for administration.
Board reports?
For your suggestion earlier in the meeting when I mentioned the potential conflict of interest violation, I guess what I'd like to do is I'd like to call a special meeting at some point in the next month or so to with district council to discuss the following potential violations of our code of conduct. The board members agree to honor our positions and the people who elected us by maintaining high ethical standards and by not engaging in any activity which presents a conflict of interest or an appearance of impropriety. Item two, board members agree to publicly disclose the nature and extent of any interest we as school board members have in any proposed contract or agreement that comes before the board. And item three, we recognize that the primary function of a school board is to establish policies by which the schools are to be administered, but that the administration of the educational program and the conduct of the school business shall be left to the superintendent of schools and his or her staff. So I'd love to begin with those three items. Thank you.
Yeah, welcome.
I'm wondering, on that note, Kate, we have some special meetings that are coming up where potentially we could maybe add to one of those so we can take a look at our agenda for that. I believe our attorneys will be coming to one of those special meetings, perhaps maybe we can piggyback, depending on how much we have there. Maybe we could take a look at that. Any other board reports from you, Paul? Okay. I was asked by Kate to do Peggy McLenathan's board report. She had sent it to Kate, and so I'm going to read her board report at this point. Peggy reports that Communication Advisory Committee, the team met on August 5th at 7 to review the draft of the communication plan. We will be meeting again on August 28th at 4:30 for one more review. After that date, Naomi Marsh, thank you. Will be presenting to the board for their review. Energy and Sustainability Committee, no meeting was held in July or August. And there was a discussion in regards to the backpack program at the last board meeting. Update, what is it? The backpack program, which helps alleviate child hunger by discreetly providing hungry children with backpacks full of nutritious and easy to prepare food on Friday afternoon so that they have food to eat throughout the weekend. And just to kind of piggyback on that, Mr. Canini met with a few local people. I don't remember all the people that you met with in regards to that. Did you want to add anything to that?
Pastor Jim.
Pastor Jim. Oh, actually, Pastor she Kate. Has it listed here. Sorry. Oh. I should have read down a little further, huh? Pastor Jim, Pastor Kate, Teresa from Washington County, Amy Braun, Mary Jane. It looks like Kate and Vince met last on August 1st?
Yeah.
The discussion centered around getting the backpacks to those that needed them during the school year. They brought up allergies, nutrition, and wellness. There will be a plan to address this issue should the need arise. They will be placing an ad in the Eagle and will be developing a school committee to screen whomever applies. The process will be not to turn anyone down, but to ensure we do not miss those that do not apply. The students will pick up the full backpacks on Friday on their way home and will turn them, the empty ones, on the next week. Is there anything you wanted to add to that?
No, with the reason they're running the ad is we cannot sponsor it at this point. We've tried to look into running our own summer nutrition program, and we just don't qualify. Mm-hmm. So with this, at least some of the children are addressed.
Yeah.
So this is great.
Well, thank you very much. I really appreciate it. And if Pastor Jim was here, I would thank him as well for making this offering to the district, and it sounds like that it's moving ahead quite nicely, so I really appreciate it. Let's see, CCS alumni reunion already planned for July 18, 19, and 20, and the 20th for 2014. She's saying mark your calendars. Summer science enrichment program was last week, and we had 47 kids in attendance. 10 were from Salem. A big thank you to Mr. Romack and all the other teachers and volunteers involved. Also, there were two individual grants for $500 each. Both of these were obtained for us by ASA, which is Agricultural Stewardship Association, and they are the Bender Scientific Fund and the Coach Ken Baker Fund of the Community Foundation for the Greater Capital Region. So thank you very much for that as well, and thank you, Mr. Romack, and all of those people who supported this. That's it for Mrs. McLenathan's report. The only thing that I have in addition, because we are on similar committees, is that there was a budget committee deadline of today, I believe it was today, for people to be interested. Kate has made a copy for all of us of people who were interested in potentially being on the budget committee. I lost my voice there. So you all should have that. One of the things, I guess, that we need to discuss at some point, we'll be reviewing those and how we want to move forward with that. So I just wanted to make sure that you were aware that we have those thus far, unless there was some that came in when we're over here. So I guess what we would do then, Kate, is would it be possible if there's any from the time we were here? I know you were here with us earlier as well, but maybe we could just forward them on an email if no one if everyone's okay with that, we could just forward on if there's any additional one that we might have missed from that time forward. Okay.
Are we going to be having a budget meeting before the next board meeting? Do we have to have a special meeting for that?
I think that my understanding when we discussed this was that we had approved developing the budget to develop a budget committee. And then we also had to Kate put an ad in the paper in regards to for the August 20 deadline. And then what we were going to do is we'd be reviewing that with Mr. Canini and deciding, you know, the committee and then moving forward with that. I don't think there's been any dates. I mean, we can certainly talk about that, but I don't think there's been any dates at this point that were put into place. Any other discussion in regards to that before we move on? All right. New business. Consider approval of the consent agenda as listed in the consent agenda for personnel and the consent agenda for new business, which is sorry, I'm just looking at this again. Oh, okay, I see. If you look at your board packet, Kate has broken it down for A and B, A, 1 and 2. Reason being is we have two separate consents. There's the consent agenda personnel 1, which is 1.3, if you all are looking at that. And then there's also a 1.4. Everyone had a chance to look at that. Lillian, you good?
Yeah, but there was something that I thought we should do.
Hold up.
Nobody seconded it.
Correct. I'm just making sure everyone understands the two separate ones that are there. So we'll start with the consent agenda personnel one first. Recommend the motion for consent agenda to approve consent agenda personnel one.
Second.
Discussion.
That's in personnel two.
Kate, you had sent us there was a change in regards to, I think, a salary or something on here.
Oh, on yours, yes. But everybody, the general.
We got it.
It was a typo on my part for yours. The general public has to correct them out.
Okay, do you know which one that is? I'm sorry.
The bottom of the third page.
What are you looking for?
Bottom of the page on 1-3, Christina Becker's appointment had the wrong on your copies. When she emailed them to you, it was wrong, but it was corrected to $8.59. And that was what went out to the public.
Any other discussion? Do you want me to go through them? Is there something you want me to go through? There's the appointment for Chris Markey. There's an appointment for Marion Rower. But Marion Rower, actually, that's a retro. That was for summer school, right?
Right.
Okay. I don't know what you're pointing at.
This is the
So what you're approving right at the moment is just this on 1.3 to 1.4 under the personnel one. Okay. Do you have any other questions for that? Anyone else have any questions for that? Okay. And no further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Any opposed? Nay. I don't know if I heard everyone. If we could do, I'm making a motion to the consent agenda personnel two. Discussion? So we've made that separate because you're. So all those in favor?
Aye.
Any abstentions?
This first change order should be 06. That was a typo. 04 is in the addendum. They stuck together, so we took the addendum by the state for the number. So they put it separate.
No, we did not. Is there any new business?
This is what we're doing right now.
Right.
Yeah. The last two days, one, two are done.
Right, he was asking me a question.
Okay.
So we're on to B, and we made the change for 06, recommended by Vince. So I make a motion to recommend the board approve the change order GC-06.
Correct.
Any discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye. Recommend the board approve change order HC-01. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Recommend that the board approve section D, which is appointment of personnel for Penelope LaPointe, Stephanie Gifford for, I'm sorry, Penelope LaPointe for special education, Stephanie Gifford for the combination bio, math, and GED, Brooke Flint for teaching assistant, Crystal Kirk for foreign language teacher. That's all of section D. Discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Opposed? I would like to, actually, I very much apologize. I'd like to change my vote. Can we start? Aye. Sorry about that.
What's the final vote on this motion?
I believe it's 4-0.
This is for all of these?
Yes, that's what I just read.
Lillian had her hand up.
I'm sorry?
Lillian had her hand up.
For all four.
I thought we were going to do them separately.
I can do them separately if you'd like. Okay. Appointment of personnel for Penelope LaPointe.
One moment. We've had a vote. Are we disregarding the vote we just had and re-voting it individually? I think it's very important that we determine this.
Okay, what we did do is we recommend and we made a motion for section D, and I read all of section D. You're absolutely correct, Paul, and there was a vote. I thought it was a 4-0 vote.
It was 3-1.
I'm sorry, I didn't see that.
It was 3-1.
Okay.
And we already voted, so all we're going to do is accept it.
I wasn't asking to. I'm sorry, I don't always see people's hands and all of that stuff. So that was my fault. I apologize. Appointment to tenure, we are now on section E, appointment to tenure Andy Akins.
Second. Third.
I'll go four. Sorry, any discussion?
This is a pretty much a no-brainer.
Excellent job.
Thank you, 3 good years.
Should we hold you off to the end? Keep the suspense a little longer?
Whatever you need to do.
I certainly am very appreciative of your services here. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Now you still have to the 14th, Andy, of November. Okay.
Put that in calendar.
All right, where are we? Policy revisions, first reading. At this point, we don't need to do anything. It's just the first reading.
Right.
Recommend approval of tax rate as per attached 314-316.
Excuse me. Can I? Sorry.
You may.
We did finish the policies, everybody. We finished on schedule. I forgot that. A year and a half or 2 years ago, we decided we'd do it by September of 13. We finished in August of 13. And I forgot to thank the people that did that helped. That was the board, plus faculty, plus CSCA, plus administration. It was only a little bit contentious at times. It was a good exercise, and now we have to do them, we have to approve them, but then we'll get on some sort of more regular schedule so we don't have this many to go through at once.
Probably the last charge of that committee will be to set up the schedule. Because it was in 1993, so we can't wait that long.
We had four, don't exaggerate, 94.
No, it was October of 93.
Was it? So I do have to, Brad, I was part of both of those.
We've made changes as they come along, but right. For the most part, it needs to be reviewed on a more periodic basis than every 20 years. So we have to do something.
Sorry to interrupt. That's an oversight.
No,
not a problem. Yeah, where am I? Recommend approval of tax rate as per attached 314-316.
The part of the addendum is revised numbers because I received revised numbers Monday and Tuesday from Marshall County. So as of this morning, this is the latest numbers that we have.
And once we set the tax rate, we cannot change it. So every time there's a revision up until you approve the tax rate, we will adjust it, because other than that, it's just money that we lose.
So when I'm recommending this, we're recommending what's actually in the addendum.
In the addendum, correct.
All right. So do I have a second?
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.
Just one quick observation too. If you noticed, all the equalization rates have gone up, which means that the value in the district has gone down, which will affect our combined wealth ratio. We're at 506 million. At our peak, we were at 606 million. So we've dropped $1 million worth of assessed valuations in our district in just 3 years. So it should start reflecting in our combined wealth ratio. So hopefully it will start going down for us, which means we will get more state aid.
Doesn't that mean how we're doing relative to the rest of the state, though?
Yes, but we went up faster than everybody else. That's why
we've come down faster.
I have to say that we have. Nobody's had this much of a swing. We're talking, what, 16%? Yeah, that's a ridiculous amount in 3 years. But it went up a lot faster. But it is relative to what's happened in the rest of the state.
Okay, I admittedly lost my track of where we are. Did we vote on that? Did we approve that?
Yes.
Okay, sorry.
The addendum starts with H.
Okay, I recommend to consider the approval of the amended consent agenda for personnel and for new business.
The personnel is it's not marked, but if you go a few pages, it's under M.
And please bear with us, we just got some of this information, so.
We just got two of the resignations, too. So we will. We only have one letter of resignation. We will be losing a biology teacher as well. Yeah. It's the individual that's filling in for Shay's position, so when we fill it, we still have, or Shay will still have bumping rights to that position for another 4 years.
Okay, so we're looking for that.
We ran an ad for anticipated openings because we knew the one was coming for PE, but the other one we don't have at this point. I think they're waiting. Hey, Beth, do you know when Queensbury's board meeting is?
They're Mondays, and I believe they were...
They just had it? Yeah.
So we should be getting... Okay. We should be getting it within the next couple of days. She's going to Queensbury. Right? So there will be another opening as soon as we get the letter. And
okay.
What we'll do is we advertise for anticipated openings in both of them.
Okay, does that impact the other area here that we're approving because that person is resigning?
It might.
We're not sure.
Yeah.
Okay, so we'll just go ahead with this then?
Yep.
Okay. I'm sorry, I'm just looking through the rest of this list.
The change for Jessica Kirk came because of credit hours that we did not have. When she was here last time, she's taken more credits. That's why that's an amendment to her salary.
I think there was a memo with that, right? Yeah.
Yes.
Okay. Any other discussion?
This is for the consent agenda for personnel, right?
Yep.
Okay, are the football and the coaches, are they all the same salary as last year?
No, they step. So they don't, unless they're at top step, their salaries do move. It's built into the contract that way.
For the stipends for the position, right?
Correct. Yeah, right, for coaches, yeah. They do have a step procedure.
Percentages or something like that?
Well, they go right along with the step, but then they take a percentage of it. And then there's a convoluted point system, or, you know.
They have a point system, and they accumulate points, and that determines the percentage of the step.
Am I right?
Right.
Okay. So it depends on the individual. Oh, it's fun, isn't it, Beth?
Well, once we got a spreadsheet together, it just makes sense.
Filled in the formula?
Yeah, that was given to me, so I didn't have to do the SPV. That was already done when we got here. You know, how many hours that they spent outside the, you know, outside of the school day, how many, interacting with the students. I mean,
how many competitions?
Competitions.
Years experience, all that fun stuff.
So we're in this piece before we move forward. We're accepting that resignation of that particular person that was offered the 0.4 back.
Yep.
But we're going to be recommending the other piece because, as far as we know, that's still happening, correct?
Yep.
Okay. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All right, recommend the board approve the following resolution, and this is a very lengthy one in regards to, this is EPC, I believe?
It's the financing for the EPC, the resolution for legalese, and then we will close on the 29th.
I think there was a question that was brought up to, I mentioned to Vince very quickly. Lillian was asking Kate before we came in in regards to the leasing, and we were hoping that maybe you could just give us a quick little education on that piece.
My question was leasing equipment. This is the energy thing
right. That
was done last year.
We're not leasing equipment. Well, we own the equipment. This is a financing tool. They call it a lease. So we're not bonding and going out and getting bonds like we do. So the I'm not really well versed in it, to be honest. But it's just a different financial vehicle to borrow money. So rather than going out to the open market, the bond market, and selling bonds, we do the RFP, and the company comes in and says that they can secure the financing, and they give us the rates and the terms. And often that's why the interest rate is usually a little bit higher. Like we were getting below 2, this was a little over 3.09. But that's the way the state dictates the, how you fund these type of projects.
So we don't have any choice.
No, we don't have a choice.
And we're not actually leasing equipment.
No, we will own the equipment. I mean, as long as we fulfill our obligation, pay
but
bills.
I guess my question is, what equipment are we talking about?
Well, they have all the lighting, the piping, I guess. The belief,
oh, okay.
I mean, I don't. I'm not.
They have the sensing when you walk into the room.
The sensors. The
remember they were not. Yeah. Where we all had to dance and stand up. We said that would be a great picture.
I was reading through this quickly and I really could not. Yeah. I'm sitting there, equipment. You know, what equipment?
No, we're not. It's not like we lease copiers.
We're not.
But that's not
what
we're
doing.
Right.
No.
This is what you call it. Yeah. It's not that type of lease.
Thank you for that explanation. Any other?
The people who won the RFP sent all the language to our bond council. They came back with a couple of changes, and that's how it is. So this has already been reviewed by bond council, I'm aware. So from that standpoint, it meets all the criteria of what an EPC contract would do.
I was just trying to figure out
the input. We feel the same way when we read it.
It's been lots of discussion tonight. So. Kate, did we get a second on this? Can I have a second, please?
Second.
Any further discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
All right. Under J, recommend the board approve the following resolution. This is the EPC contract.
The three of them are.
Okay.
I, J, and K.
So if it's okay with the board, can I make a motion for J and K?
Okay.
Discussion? Everyone okay? All those in favor?
Aye.
Aye.
recommend that the board approve the following resolution to approve the budget transfer in the amount of $25,417.59 to cover the cost of additional special education support staff.
Second.
Discussion?
We had the two part-time positions that we abolished because we had four special ed students. Three or four?
Yes, I didn't say three or four. There's two kindergartners and then the two secondaries. So
okay, four. So four. Then we're hiring three because we're sharing one at the secondary?
Yes.
And yep. This will cover the, because it wasn't budgeted, and these are students that all moved back to the district or moved into the district. So.
Any other questions, discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Oh, recommend the board approve change order GC04.
Second.
Discussion?
That's the one with the bump off general contractors to decrease the amount to 1,300.
In the amount, not the amount. There's a big difference between that. In the amount. Any other discussion? All those in favor?
Aye.
Righty, let's see, where are we? Additional, I think we're at additional public comments. I recommend that we adjourn this meeting.
Second.
Can we go into executive session real quick? It's about an individual. So.
For human resource, yep. I think Kate has the verbiage over there. Thank you for the help, Kate.
Second.
All those in favor?
Aye.